This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So just as we were welcoming Gox McKay back to the Paracast, I get a phone call. And the phone call says, congratulations, you just won some kind of cruise on Norwegian Lines, whatever that is. Now, isn't that exciting? I want a cruise. Of course, it's one of those spam calls. It's no real thing like that. Do you get telemarketing calls in Scotland?
We absolutely do, and they're such a pain because they always come like 6 p.m. at night when people are, you know, busy getting their dinner and stuff. I don't know if you can do it in the States. I presume you can. Over here, you can choose to go on a preferential list in which most of these numbers are banned, so they kind of screen them out. But it doesn't screen them out totally. And as you know, the Paracast forum proudly says that we do not give out people's email addresses to other companies. But there are so many things that we all have to sign up for these days online, and they're all swapping people's details around. You know, I do not like that practice at all.
We have something called the Do Not Call Registry, which is a part of the Federal Trade Commission in the United States. And there are legal penalties for people who violate this. And a now departed relative used to run a company where he would do telemarketing. So you'd get lists from list brokers. And in theory, they would have to, before they sold you the list, run those numbers against the Do Not Call Registry. And you can download for lots of money those call lists. The problem is, as you realize, I'm on the Do Not Call list for 3 phone numbers. And I assure you, we get 1, 2, or 3 calls from every single one. Because a lot of these marketers don't care. If they're not selling you legitimate merchandise, why would they obey the law? And that's the problem. Let me ask you something before we go on with our guest. And a little bit later on, we'll be talking about a book called Legend Tripping, The Ultimate Adventure. And it's nothing about substances. It's about physically going on trips. Robert C. Robinson will tell us about that. But I wondered about the word tripping when I read the title. In any case, obviously we're talking about Brexit. And indeed, in Scotland, you said you want to stay, but other people said we want to go.
Well, that's the interesting thing, because the First Minister, kind of like Scotland's Prime Minister, recently, when the Scottish independence referendum happened, a majority of the electorate in Scotland voted to remain within the United Kingdom, Scotland. And so Nicola Sturgeon, our First Minister, she is not respecting the view of the people who voted in the independence referendum, because they voted to stay. But with this referendum, just because in Scotland a majority of people happened to vote to remain, to be part of the European Union, now she's suddenly saying, oh, we should be listening to the people of Scotland, and, you know, we voted to stay in. And it's quite strange that, you know, when it's a decision that she likes, she's happy to say, listen to people of Scotland. But when it's one she doesn't like, i.e. she lost the independence referendum, she doesn't respect the will of the electorate then. So that's just typical politics, though, is it?
Very typical. And then someone who was supposed to be a candidate for prime minister to replace David Cameron, well, apparently he pulled out. And now we're having second thoughts, I hear. And I'm going to be brief about this because we don't like to get too much into politics, and we did. We had John Alexander a few weeks back, and some people loved it. Some people said, why are you doing this? But politics gets into everything. And that is, people feel, at least some people, they were misled over what Brexit means. And the people pushing this had this website up telling you what great things are going to come if you only vote to leave. And as soon as the vote is finished and leave gets 52% of the vote, The website almost completely disappears. All the promises are gone, and now I hear almost 4 million people have signed a petition to hold another referendum. But the more confusing part, and you can sort this out, Gogs, the referendum is not binding. They're not forced to act.
It is not, the result of it is not, doesn't automatically become like a signed act of parliament. However, they absolutely have to go with the result, because if governments start having, oh, well, we'll have a second referendum because we didn't like the first result and stuff, then people would just think, what is the point in ever voting in any referendum if when they don't get the result they want, they just have another one? So no matter how many people hate this in government or whatever, the one people who want it to remain, they will respect it, because it would just be a breakdown of British democracy if we kind of ignored it and just tried again. As much as people don't like it, they'll just have to live with it.
Now, I'm hearing all sorts of stories that they're trying to find a way out of it. But I also wonder, I don't understand UK politics at all, or even USA politics for that matter. But why couldn't the resolution be set up as a binding resolution so there would be no question? Wouldn't it have been more productive to tell the people up front, no, this is not a non-binding thing. What you vote is what you get.
No, it is a totally binding thing. It's just people are saying, yes, it, to the letter of the law, a referendum result just basically is a way to ask people what they think should do on certain issues. And it doesn't automatically translate into like some signed act of parliament. However, it might as well be, because there's no way any government in the UK can ignore the result, because it's very, very seldom these referendums happen. Only on the biggest of questions that maybe governments don't want to take the fall for going one way or the other. Yes, it is kind of an advisory thing. It's just a thing that governments do to listen to the electorates, feel out the public pulse, if you like. But there's no way that they can go against it, because then democracy is gone. You think, well, why ever have referendums if you just change the results? So it may probably isn't legally totally binding, but it might as well be, because there's no way they're going to ignore the result.
Right, but they're trying to kick the can down the road. So Cameron is quitting, and he says he won't consider it, therefore his successor will.
Yeah.
And then to make matters worse, you have those millions of people who said, let's do a do-over because we were misled. A lot of people said they didn't realize the consequences and they were misled over what happened.
Anyone could say that after like an election or anything. Anyone could say, oh, but they kind of lied. You expect politicians to say whatever to get their way. But if people happen to just read one website and listen to that without checking other things, really, that's kind of their fault. But I doubt, I didn't look at this website, and I doubt that many people actually were going online. Look at most people don't take politics so seriously that they will be doing lots and lots of research online. They usually already have a formulated view, or maybe they're 50-50 and get swayed. But, you know, maybe some people didn't fully understand, but really that's their fault. You know, this was a big thing. And if they didn't inform themselves about what this really meant, then really that's their bad luck, I'm afraid. They'll just have to live with it.
Well, just think, folks, if you vote for Donald Trump here in the USA as president of the United States, it's not a joke. And you can't just say if you don't like what he does, you're fired without going through lots and lots of pain. Just want to mention that. I'm not going to ask Goggs now, but maybe later on about what he thinks about the Trump phenomenon. So Goggs McKay is our guest co-host. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment this week. That's why he's not here. He will be back for the After the Paracast podcast. So in the meantime, check out the Paracast Plus at plusplus.theparacast.com. We give you the After the Paracast podcast, a commercial-free version of this show, show transcripts, more videos coming, classic episodes. We just put up 5 classic episodes from 2010, commercial-free. I've got more to upload, and I'll do that probably in the next few days. So we offer this for a modest subscription rate, the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. The book is Legend Tripping, The Ultimate Adventure, and the author is Robert C. Robinson. And this is going to be an exciting one, folks, with guest co-host Gogs Mackay, and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast this week, our guest co-host is Gogs Mackay, Chris O'Brien on special assignment. I love that. I never go on special assignment. I'm always here. You know, if nobody else is here, I'm here. I have to talk to myself. But we're not going to let me talk to myself anymore because I understand that's crazy, and they put you away for that sometimes. But we do have a great book to look at. It's called Legend Tripping, The Ultimate Adventure. Our guest is Robert Robinson. Welcome to the Paracast, Robert.
Thank you, Gene.
I do notice, looking over the book, that my old good buddy, Lauren Coleman, wrote the foreword. How did you rope Lauren into doing that?
I've been a fan of Lauren for many years. In fact, his book, Mysterious America, was one of the key books that got me legend tripping. So I met him a couple times, first time at Ripley's, and then I met him another time at a convention. And I basically just got to say, Lauren, I'm rewriting my book, and I'd really, really like you to do the foreword, because, I mean, this book probably wouldn't be in existence if it hadn't been for your book. So I think I drove him a little crazy about it. I think after the end, he kind of relented and said, all right, fine, I'll do the foreword for it.
It's the grudging foreword.
Well, like I said, me and him are really good friends. Like I said, I consider him kind of the mentor in a lot of the things that I do with, the unexplained and stuff. And like I said, being a big fan of his books and stuff, it just seemed fitting that he should do the foreword for the book.
So ultimate question is, how did you get involved in this mess?
I've been into a fan, as you will, of The Unexplained since back in the days of that TV show In Search Of, hosted by Leonard Nimoy. And I read books about it, and I saw that movie, The Legend of Boggy Creek, which, like a lot of people, it scared me. And then, I didn't like being scared of stuff, so I started reading up on it, and I actually started getting really interested in it. So I've just been a big fan of it. So, I did a little bit, I was a senior in high school, nothing serious, but if you see in my book. But then I joined the military, and unfortunately, in the military, they don't give you a lot of time to go out and go do stuff like that. So when I retired in 2003, I came down to Florida, and I hooked up with Bifro and did a couple skunk ape expeditions. And my wife, who's is into the paranormal, I went with her on paranormal investigations. And the thing about why we came up with the term legend tripping is I didn't want to be called a paranormal investigator, and she didn't want to be referred to as a monster hunter. So we found the term legend tripping, which kind of, fits the whole category. Plus, we're both members of MUFON, and I kind of, anything unexplained or anything weird, I like to go out and look at.
Well, certainly this is a way to do it. So this is a travelogue then. Very much a paranormal travelogue.
Yes, it is. Travelogue/guidebook. Yes, absolutely.
You say guidebook in what respect?
In some of the chapters, I go step by step on actually how to do a Bigfoot hunt, a ghost hunt, to go out and look for UFOs, to look for lake and river cryptids, like Champ and some other monsters like that, and to go look at do what I call legend tripping day trips, just to go check out areas that, you can't really stay there all night because of various reasons, but you can go out there and check them out.
I see you've got a quite a handy list near the start of the book of do's and don'ts to do with, going on fishing, camping trips. Can you explain, Robert, actually what legend tripping actually means in this sense?
In fact, I get asked that a lot. The term that I came up with, legend tripping, is to go on a journey to look for something unexplained, like Bigfoot, haunted houses, lost treasure, UFO sightings, stuff to that nature.
Yeah, so people have been doing this, for a long time, looking for the Loch Ness Monster, whatever. And is it you yourself who's coined the term legend tripping?
No, actually the term legend tripping has been around for quite a while. In fact, going back in book, Tom Sawyer is actually considered a legend tripper. Some of the books that we've read on certain people, Ivan T. Sanderson, it definitely falls under the term of legend tripping. I don't know the exact time it was actually coined. Unfortunately, during the 80s, it was actually given a bad rap where kids were sneaking into buildings, supposedly doing ghost hunts, but they were unfortunately illegally breaking into these buildings and getting, nailed with vandalism and trespassing. So it was kind of given a bad rap. And then later it just kind of, I found the term and I decided I wanted to bring it out of the bad, out of the darkness and take it into a different direction and make it, a good term.
I'm a child of the 60s. So when you say tripping, I don't think of going on a road trip to look at paranormal sites. I think of sitting in a room or with a bunch of people tripping. But that's just me.
Well, yeah, I understand that. And if you look up the definition of tripping, there's actually two definitions. There's one, having a rather really good time on certain hallucinated drugs. And there's one that's just having a great time on a trip.
Perhaps some people actually combine the two meanings. They go looking for a ghost or whatever, but, doing the actual hallucinogens as well. Can you imagine that in a haunted house?
Well,
it could go one way. It could be very great or just the worst nightmare ever.
I understand what you're saying, but luckily most people have been taking it the right way. I haven't had anybody coming up to me and saying, hey, what is it? We're going out looking for Bigfoot and then tripping out on drugs when we're out there. Luckily, they've taken it in the good context that I wanted them to.
Robert, do you think there's more, like, you know how there's now far more ghost shows on TV and stuff like that? Do you think this kind of like people getting together on a weekend and maybe going away for a day or two and just basically as almost like a leisure pastime going to places to see about these legends, maybe the Bridgewater Triangle or whatever, do you think this is kind of like becoming a more common thing almost as a leisure pursuit? People going to have a look at these things, look for ghosts, look for champy, whatever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think with the popularity of certain TV shows, Paranormal and you got Finding Bigfoot and Destination Truth and all that, more and more people out there are getting more curious about, the world around them. And they are going out looking for this stuff, which is not hard to do. You can go on any website and find out, where the latest Bigfoot sighting was, or check, areas where, there's supposedly haunted places. And, then there's other things out there. There's a lot of lost treasures out there that people still haven't found. And looking for Champ or, Nessie. Just to throw that out, Gordon, out there, my mother's born in Edinburgh, Scotland. So I grew up in parts of Britain growing up. But
that's a good pedigree.
We've got a lot more to talk about legend tripping, and we'll give you some guidance on how to do some of this traveling yourself. And maybe if I stop being a hermit, I'll try. Robert Robinson joins us. Gogs Mackay as our guest co-host with Gene. And Gogs, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with a Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Gox McKay is our guest co-host. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. We're legend tripping, folks, with Robert Robinson, and when you see him on his connection via Skype, he's using a video connection, and he has this kind of hat that he wears that looks to me tailor-made for somebody who does a lot of traveling.
Actually, the only reason I have it on today, this morning, the wife had me out landscaping, and here in Florida, the sun is just brutal, so I had to have a hat on. I just didn't take it off yet.
So, you know, what happens here is you spend 20 years in the military taking orders.
Yes, sir.
And you come home.
Mm-hmm.
He gives me proper respect, sir. You see that? You don't want to hear what my wife calls me. And now, when you're home, you're still taking orders from Mrs. Robertson.
That's correct.
But she sounds like a great lady. Listen, let's ask the serious questions here. First of all, what were the guidelines in choosing where to go to put this book together? How did you choose the places to go and to cover?
Initially, when I first wrote the book, it seemed to be kind of grounded toward the East Coast and basically in Florida. And I wasn't happy with the way it first came out. I contacted, actually I was friends with David Childress, one of the hosts on the TV show Ancient Aliens.
Sure, David's an old friend of ours.
Yeah. And I told him kind of my dilemma. And he said, well, send me the book. I want to take a look at it. Well, he contacted me and said, I want to put it back out again, but I want some really drastic changes to it. And I said, I couldn't agree more. So he kind of typed up a table of contents, as you were, and said, this is where I kind of like to see the book go, which, to be honest with you, it was like a godsend because the first time I put it out, I hate to say it, my book lacked the right direction I wanted it to go, and it didn't flow. When he sent me that a table of contents, and I started going, it's practically a brand new book than what the original book was I put out. And this time, it's more organized, it flows, and I mean, he had some great ideas that I put into it. And instead of making it just an East Coast book or in Florida, I expanded it all over the United States. and parts of Canada too. That way anybody, you know, from California can pick up and say, oh, okay, look, the Winchester House, I know where that's at. Or people over in Arizona can sit there and say, oh, look, the birdhouse cage, oh, okay. When it comes to Bigfoot, I mean, Bigfoot's practically in every state with the exception of, you know, Hawaii, and I don't know if he's really been seen in Rhode Island or not. There's all kinds of stuff in each of everybody's state, and they're not hard to find.
Robert, is this the first book you've written?
No, actually, my first book was called Legend Tripping, The Ultimate Family Adventure. And I kind of geared it toward a way for parents to get their kids away from video games and get them out doing things. Because the whole thing was that, you know, the reason kids are into video games is because they don't have the adventure that we had as a kid, you know, like the Hardy Boys, yes, and Nancy Drew and Three Investigators and all that. They don't have that sense of, you know, they have their adventures through video games. Well, I thought maybe getting them out and taking them on a real adventure to go look for Bigfoot or go do a haunted house might be a good way to do it. But the first book kind of, I would say, when the people pick up that book, they, you know, to go legend tripping, they want to know how to go look for Bigfoot. They don't want to be told, hey, I'm a crappy parent. You know, I already know that. That's why I bought your book. So we took all that stuff out and I expanded on some stuff and I did a lot more. Like I said, it's practically a brand new book from the original one. I took a lot of chapters out that didn't really need to be there. And, I mean, there is a small little section where I talk about, hey, parents, if you're looking for a good way to get your kids out, this is a good way of doing it. You can make it a family thing because, I mean, I've taken my family out there in the woods looking for Bigfoot for me.
I suppose you're quite a fortunate author in terms of alternative knowledge because, you know, not too many people manage to get someone with the experience in publishing alternative knowledge books like David Hatcher Childress. He's been publishing loads of books on a wide variety of topics of UFOs, ghosts, ancient mysteries and stuff. So I suppose his help was pretty invaluable in shaping the book that turned out that's published now.
David was a godsend. I mean, there wouldn't have been this book had he taken an interest in it. I can't begin to thank him for his stepping in and, you know, not only republishing it, but, you know, making the book 10 times better than it was before. You know, because, I mean, the first time I put it out, I said, I'm not happy with this. You know, now I got a book, I'm happy to hand it to somebody and say, hey, yes, I'm pleased with this book. This is what I wanted to put out the first time.
All right, now, let's prepare trips. Understand, I don't travel much, so I may not be your target audience, but let's assume someone does. My son lives in Madrid. He loves to travel, and he has an interest in these subjects, and maybe he and his friends would want to take a trip like this. So you decide, I want to go look for Bigfoot or check a place where they find UFOs, maybe the Mysterious Valley, whatever. How do you equip yourself for making trips like this? It's not just taking your camera or your iPhone or something. It's got to be something more involved.
Yeah, in fact, yes. Quick answer to that, yes, you do. You actually have to sit down and make yourself out a list. First and foremost is you got to figure out what you want to go out and look at. Do you want to go look for Bigfoot? Hypothetically, you want to go look for Bigfoot. Get on the internet and find out, you know, where there was a local sighting. So I'm going to use Florida as an example. Oh, okay, I found out there were some sightings down in Mayaca. And then, of course, you know, I always say never go out there by yourself. And I always stress, do not go out there by yourself. Things can happen. And you put yourself a list of stuff together. And in my book, I came up with a list of stuff that you should always take out there. Never assume that it, you know, you're just going to go out there that day with a camera and a flashlight and nothing's going to happen. I mean, I've seen, when I've been on a couple of Bigfoot trips, we had to continually go out and find people that got lost. And when you found them, all they did was, you know, they didn't have anything. Some of them were dehydrated because they had been lost for, you know, most of the day. So what I always say is make a list and always plan for the worst. Not saying you have to be a doomsday prepper or anything like that, but you always got to assume something might go wrong. You know, you might be out there a little longer than you thought you might get lost. When I go out there, I have a little backpack that I take with me that I have everything that I need, but I also take steps to make sure that things don't happen. Like, in other words, when I go out looking for Bigfoot, I go to the area during the daytime, and I do a scout out, and I check out the area with my team or the people I'm taking out there, and we go check it out during the daytime and just kind of get a lay of the land. Then we come back, and then when we get, you know, nighttime, we go ahead and assign people certain areas usually at nighttime, I like to keep people on, you know, main trails and all that stuff. Here in Florida, you know, we got swamps and all that, and we got some pretty nasty critters out here like alligators and bears and panthers. So I like to keep them mostly on the roads. Somebody said, well, you're not going to see Bigfoot that way. Yeah, you are. I mean, if they're out there and they want, you know, you get lucky enough to see one, you know, because that you look at the sightings, that's where they're seen. They're seen on the road. They're seen by rivers. They're seen in, on paths. And, you know, I make sure all the teams take stuff out there with them. They have radios or they have their cell phones, and their cell phones, you know, got a good charge. And they have an understanding of what area they're going to be at. And when I have some, usually I can take some young adults with me. I give them what they call a safety necklace. And on it is a whistle, a flashlight, and a compass. So if they happen to get lost, they're told to stay where they're at and start blowing the whistle and turn the flashlight on. And we'll usually come over there and get them.
Yeah, we live now in a world post missing 411. You know, the books of David Pilates. And yes, these days, I'm so surprised that anyone would maybe go hiking in the woods or a national park alone.
I think I say it about 4 or 5 times in my book. Do not go out by yourself.
Yeah, good advice for any time. While it's on the top of my mind just now, Robert, I noticed that looking down the index of your book, I noticed at the end, the last couple of chapters, about hidden treasure. Is there any mention of the Belle Island mystery there?
No, I don't know. I mean, there's so many out there. I just hit up some of the popular ones, like the Oak Island money pit.
Sorry, that's it. Beg your pardon. I think it was Oak Island I was actually referring to.
Oh, yeah.
My mistake.
Let's do our break here, guys, and then we'll continue. We'll do some more legend tripping. We're at least getting prepared with Robert Robinson and our guest co-host, Gogs Mackay, making his special return to the Paracast. With Gene and Gogs, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Notice how gentle he does that, Gogs McKay. Sounding better than ever. Robert Robinson. The book is Legend Tripping, and we're preparing for our trip. Now, and you ever think here, if you go into an area, Robert, you've got Bigfoot, maybe you've got UFO sightings, you ever think, hey, maybe they will decide to capture you? You'll get abducted by a UFO or something.
Well, I mean, there are plenty of stories out there of that happening, you know, and as the stories go, you know, virtually anybody can be abducted by aliens. It doesn't matter where you're at. I mean, there are some stories that do tie in where Bigfoot has been seen, where there has been some UFOs. So, I mean, I haven't had any experience with that. But I always keep an open mind for everything that's going on out there.
Okay, so you're not really, in this case, making a decision or theory about what these things are. This is a way to learn more, to discover, to have some fun. You ever think here of starting a legend tripping travel agency?
That's a neat idea, but that sounds like it takes some money. But there are a lot of places now that are specializing in doing that. I mean, there's a lot of you go into a lot of these towns like St. Augustine, Florida, and Savannah, Georgia, that specialize in doing ghost hunts around various parts.
Yeah, they're really cashing in on the paranormal ghosting a lot of places. It's definitely on the up and up, and there's definitely a market for people who would pay to, you know, go and see things and have a guide, if you like.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, in London, they do a tour of Jack the Ripper, you know, the Jack the Ripper murders. And I remember doing that when I was a young kid. We did that. Of course, as a young kid, you know, it kind of bored me because you didn't have any pictures or anything. You just had a gentleman walking around saying, this is where Annie Chapman was killed right here. And, you know, I know in Loch Ness, you can definitely get on they have boat rides that take you around the lock and stuff, and I believe there's a museum. Actually, I think there's two museums up there. And over in California, Bigfoot is definitely becoming there's more museums now in Georgia. I've got a book signing coming up this weekend at the Expedition Bigfoot, the Sasquatch Museum up in Cherry Log, Georgia, which is going to be my first book signing. So, I mean, there's plenty of things out there to definitely stir the imagination. In fact, you got Ripley's Believe It or Not museums, which I don't know if you've ever been in any of those. They all have a section on local legends and stuff in there.
In relation to Bigfoot specifically, do you fall down with it maybe thinking it's a flesh and blood cryptid, or maybe it's more of a paranormal entity? Because these kind of sightings where maybe there's some strange Bigfoot encounter alongside some UFO encounter, and there's times where they just seem to disappear, or, you know, footprints just stop and they, you know, there's no explanation of where they've gone, and they're so difficult to actually find. Do you have any thoughts on that, about whether Bigfoot might actually exist? And if so, is it a paranormal creature or just flesh and blood kind of primate?
Well, at this point in time, and again, this is this point in time, I'm looking at it as a flesh and blood creature. Like I said, I keep an open mind on everything going on. These animals here are, you know, I don't think there's as many out there as there used to be, you know, with everything going on in the on the planet. I do, like I said, there are stories about these things being seen, you know, around where UFO sightings have happened. As far as the paranormal thing goes, somebody once was telling me about these animals are able to make themselves invisible and that they go into a vortex, into a different dimension. And my only thinking on that one is, if this animal has the ability to do that and go into a different, why isn't it running the planet versus it, the humans being in charge? So, I mean, a lot of questions out there. I mean, I haven't seen anything other than physical evidence to the point that this animal is a flesh and blood. But, you know, again, I keep an open mind. I have had some people tell me stories about where they've seen some weird lights and landing Nelson, and later on they saw a Bigfoot. So, again, I keep an open mind. But as far as I approach going out looking for it, I go looking for it as a flesh and blood creature.
Have you had any paranormal experiences of any kind yourself, UFO sightings, anything?
Oh, I wish I had, but no, I don't have any UFO. My wife has seen a UFO, and my uncle has. And but as far as UFOs go, I mean, I've been out to Area 51 when I was still in the military, stationed out at Fort Bliss, but we didn't see anything that night. We went out. Paranormal-wise, you know, we've been out to a couple things that we've had. Some, like when we were filming we did the TV show Wife Swap back in 2010, and when we were filming a ghost segment, in this house where it was, you know, there was supposedly a guy had committed suicide. Me and the camera guy were sitting there on the couch, just sitting there waiting while they were doing something else. And they had a camera set up, and the thing just kind of moved by itself. We both looked at each other and said, "Did you see that?" And we got up, and we were trying to figure out how it moved. And we were trying to make it do, you know, see if you could find a logical explanation why it did what it did. But, you know, we couldn't. In fact, the camera guy was kind of a little like, "Wow, I've never seen it do that before." You know, we had one time with my family at a Jupiter lighthouse. We heard something coming up the steps, and I thought it was my mother-in-law. And we both looked inside, and there was nothing out inside there, but you could hear something walking up the stairs. So that was kind of weird. I haven't seen a ghost. It's not for lack of trying, and we've hooked up with a local ghost hunting group out of Tampa, so we're definitely still out there ghost hunting as well as Bigfoot hunting as well.
An apparition is the one paranormal experience I'm pretty sure, well, I did have an experience, whether it was actually a true apparition remains to be seen. I hadn't seen anything that even remotely close to what I would call a UFO until relatively recently, although it's another one, it was kind of unclear. But I suppose, I wonder, I'm one of those people who would just love to have a great UFO sighting. Chris O'Brien, who's not here today, he's had quite a number. And for instance, Gene, who admits himself, he's quite a kind of hermit, he doesn't go out too much, but he's been into UFOs for a fair length of time, and he hasn't seen one either. It just seems to be that sometimes there seems to be a certain type of person or personality, I don't know what, but they seem to have all the luck with these things. And this is discounting people who may be frauds, hoaxers, liars. And with going to the kind of purpose of your book, I'm constantly thinking myself, where in the world could I travel to that would give me the best chance of experiencing something paranormal, whether it's, you know, Skinwalker Ranch in Utah or Area 51 or a very haunted house or whatever, you know, because I don't really want to die of old age and not have under my belt a real good head scratch in what happened there. I suppose it's the same for anyone interested in this. There are so many places to choose from where things have been reported, sometimes for a long time. But, you know, the frequency still isn't that often. And do you have any thoughts yourself as to, you know, if money was no object, where would you go to maybe have these experiences? Where do you think I'd like to go there, because I think there'd be a good chance of something happening. Is there anything comes to mind?
as far as Bigfoot goes, still, you know, over in Oregon and California still have the most Bigfoot sightings. UFO sightings, yeah, again, unfortunately, the government has bought up more land at Area 51, so I understand you can't even get any more closer to it than you used to be able to. I guess as far as UFO sightings would go, I would just get on the MUFON site and kind of keep track of where the sightings have taken place and see the frequency of certain areas, as we call them hotspot areas.
Well, we talk about that quite often on the show because, as you know, Chris O'Brien wrote those Mysterious Valley books. So he's tied into an area where lots of strange stuff goes on.
Well, like I said, there are hotspots out there. And I guess I could say I would, you know, in my area, I would try to find the closest area for a hotspot, which we have up near the Panhandle. Near Crystal River, there seem to be a lot of sightings out near that area. The town of Astor, for some reason, seems to get, there's been a lot of UFO sightings in that area. So as far as paranormal goes, I would definitely like to hit up some of these big places that, like the, these institutes that, these broken down, these shut down,
Eastern State Penitentiary, yeah, that kind of place. Yeah.
We've had, the only problem with that one, that's kind of turned into more of a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
We've missed our window on that one. I mean, it would have been good to go on that one, look in that one before it actually got famous.
Hey, guys, we've got to do a break here, so we'll continue on the other side. We're talking about legend tripping, the ultimate adventure, and it sounds like there's probably going to be a legend tripping, too, in the future. We'll ask Robert Robinson about that, because that sounds like this is just a starting point. With Gene and Gogs Mackay, you're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you...